far, far back in our dark soul, the horse prances. The horse, the horse, the symbol of surging potency and power of movement, of action in man. D.H. Lawrence wrote that in his novel, Apocalypse, in 1931, and who could disagree? The horse's magnetic presence is at the center of a new show called Cavalia, an equine human ballet performed by 47 horses and 32 acrobats and aerialists. The idea in this show is not so much to dazzle with feats of endurance atop frenzied animals, the way rodeos do, but to harmonize with the animal and with nature. So rain falls on stage, leaves fall, and snow falls. There is one good old-fashioned rodeo-inspired piece, though, which is incredible. Acrobats hang by their heels from galloping horses or do 360-degree turns in the saddle at spine-tingling speed. In another piece, fairies descend on guide wires and flit about. Cavalier is performing now in a fantastically lofty white tent on the banks of the Potomac. And if all this reminds you of the famed Quebec circus, Cirque du Soleil, there is a link. Quebecois Norman Latourelle was one of the founders of Cirque du Soleil. After he left it, he was wondering what to do next.
One day, I created, about 10 years ago, I created a show in Canada, and in that show require a horse. The horse was crossing the stage, and it happened that the horse stole focus from the performers night after night. There was, at that time, 124 performers on stage. And one night, the director came to me, and he said, "We have to get rid of that horse. He's stealing focus." And that started to attract me more. So the year after, instead of one horse, I had 6 horses in the show.
We caught up with Latourelle at the stables, where the horses were getting the full beauty treatment before the night's performance. Latourelle is not a horseman himself, and the Cirque du Soleil, which he helped found, doesn't use animals. He admits he might never have used them had he not met a French horse trainer cavorting with Portuguese Lusitano stallions, a gorgeous breed possessing the high, round neck and flowing manes of fairy tales. Latourelle was entranced.
I was expecting, because at that time I was doing a lot of audition, I was expecting a guy bringing horses to a ring with a whip and started to do tricks. But instead, this guy brought 3 stallions, white stallions with long mane, to the field, and he started to run and to play with them in the field. And I almost cry. I say, how can it be so beautiful? The bond between him and his horse was so real. When I saw that, I said, this is the end of my show. This is the last number of the show, if ever I do a show with animal. And with them, I understood it was really possible to do a show with animal, with not abusing them, with not taking advantage of them.
The man he met was Frederic Pignon, a tall man of about 35, who possesses a long, flowing mane himself. Together with his wife Magali and her sister Estelle, Pignon is the key to Cavalier. He uses neither whips nor chains. He seems especially gifted at training stallions, who typically seek dominance over other horses. Cavalier has 22 graceful, cooperative, playful stallions. Pignon is therefore called, of course, the horse whisperer. He grew up near Avignon, playing with horses, running with them, calling them to come.
I was very, very close to animals. I was like a wild guy, you know, in the nature, and running on the mountain with my horses and the dogs. And then when I arrived in the equestrian world, at this time I was speaking a lot with my horses, but at this time the people was looking at me like strange people, because I was talking like he was a friend, you know.
Two of the most prominent riders in Cavalier are Pignon's wife, Magali Delgado, and her sister, Estelle Delgado. They, too, come from a farm in southern France.
My father, I remember since we were a very small girl, you know, little girl, he said always, so take time with your horse, take care of your horse, go to brush him, you know, try to understand your horse, try to respect him, you know, and this is some word we always have in the mind, you know, always respect, understanding, and love.
In one pas de deux, the two sisters wear white dresses and ride white horses and mirror each other. A curtain of rain separates them. Next, Estelle and two men race around a Colosseum set in a routine called Roman riding. Estelle, who sports a glittering diamond in one tooth, stands astride two galloping horses and thunders around the stage. Sounds like fun, eh? She loves it.
I'm like a little girl. Maybe I can see the danger, or I don't know, but I hope everything is good, every show, but you have to have a lot of complicity with your horse. And I told them before and after, I said thank you very much.
The last act of the show is called Liberty, and the horses are free to run. For Norman Latourelle, this is the most beautiful part.
And somehow that's part of the dream for freedom. I always dream to be free. But what is the definition of freedom? And the most simple way I've found to that definition is your freedom or my freedom stop where yours begin. And it's a question of respect. And that's what is all about that relationship. And that's what it's all about, Cavalia. It's a question of respect. And you see, when you get to see the show, you see there's no tricks. It's just that respect that establish a real bound between both of us, the horses and the human. And in the show, because of all these images, you almost see that horses going completely free.
Magali Delgado agrees.
I want the audience living with a lot of dream in their head, a lot of color, and a message of peace between human and animals. And I think this is working well, because a lot of people are crying when they leave the show. And I think I'm so happy just to be part of their heart.
Cavalia embraces the mystery connecting human and horse. It's running for a few weeks more in the Washington, D.C. area. To see pictures from Cavalia, come to our website, npr.org.